please. Who's the girl?
She's a me.
Vicky.
Joe.
Oh, Vicky. Sexy as ever.
Oh. Oh, you old snake charmer, you.
Sarah, this is Victoria. Best wet work asset in the business. And a true artist with an RPN.
What? What's that? I kill people, dear.
I can't say I've warmed much to Bruce Willis films before now. I went to see Red with no expectations and came out thoroughly cheered. This film's about a retired CIA black ops agent whose main diversion is serious telephone flirting with a young woman in Kansas City who handles his pension checks. She reads romance novels. He is trying to grow an avocado tree by suspending the seed in a glass of water. It's not quite enough for either of them, but just as he risks making a real date, a lot of men in balaclavas break into his house and try to take him out with extreme force. The volume of gunfire in this quiet suburban street was so over the top I started snorting, quietly snorting, I thought. I could have actually snorted loudly. The soundtrack was so deafening. How ludicrously over the top, I thought. What is it with American cinema and extreme firepower these days? Then I understood that it was intentionally ludicrously over the top. And the film zipped along as Bruce Willis' Frank Moses finds his girl Sarah, kidnaps her, for her own safety, of course, and looks up the first of a number of retired colleagues to enlist their help to find out why his old firm wants to kill him. Moses and Sarah look up another old buddy, Joe, played by Morgan Freeman, and gradually they pick up the others to help them find the bad guys, who are eliminating a number of people on a secret list. Most of these, like Frank, are classified red, meaning retired, extremely dangerous. Why? Well, the thing to know about Red is that it's based on a DC comic book series created by Warren Ellis and Cully Hamner. Comic books aren't always particularly comic, and film adaptations even less so. But this one is. Robert Schwenke does a fine job with a screenplay by two brothers, John and Eric Hebner. And the film's realised with some relish by Mary Louise Parker as Sarah in the standard role of plucky but admiring girl. And a cast of veterans who really make the most of it. John Malkovich is a special joy as Marvin, the very paranoid veteran turned survivalist. The CIA messed with his mind for 11 years by trialling LSD. Brian Cox makes a delicious Russian ring-in who's flipped over for the hell of it. And Helen Mirren, elegant as ever in cardigans and couture, manages to look both steely and demure, wielding very large automatic weapons. One could be cynical and say this is action comedy for the grey and lavender demographic. Other filmmakers have tried this, notably Stallone. But this film is way too much fun to dismiss. There is one mystery for me, though. How on earth does Bruce Willis manage to wake up in his own bed, clean-shaven on chin and cheek, as well as on domey head, looking strangely like Lothar, Mandrake's giant Nubian servant? Is there some new depilatory treatment abroad in Hollywood? I hope someone can advise me. Meanwhile, go treat yourself. It's rated M.
I remember the Secret Service being tougher.
Me too.